Good evening. It is Tuesday, November 15th, and you are listening to the SMB Strategy Cast, episode number 7. I am your host, Steve Moore, and that was Jimmy Buffett with Cheeseburger in Paradise. It's getting towards dinner time here in New York, and so I'm in a eating mood right now, which is why I started up with that show. Anyway, in this episode, we're going to continue with the business plan discussion, specifically with the operation plan. So far, we've gone through the research, we've done an industry analysis, we've talked about the writing of this description of venture, so now we know what we want our venture to be or what it's about. So now we have to talk about kind of how we're going to produce that product or provide that service that's part of your business plan. The operations plan is usually about 1 to 2 pages, and it does. It answers the question how. If your venture is a manufacturing or in the distribution of product, you may want to call this section the production plan instead of the operations plan. And inside of that production plan, you want to include your production process, whether it's going to be subcontracted and to who and where if you are subcontracting. If you're setting up a plant, what's the specifics behind that? The machinery, equipment. For producing your product, the key materials and suppliers, as well as the storage of the product and the distribution needs. And by distribution, I mean warehouse and shipping. A lot of times when you start talking marketing, distribution could mean who your clients are, customers are, excuse me. In this case, for distribution, we are talking about actually shipping the products out to a customer or to a warehouse or to whoever. You know, using trucking companies, using UPS, using FedEx. In the case of the production plan, that's the definition of distribution. To give you an example of a manufacturing business, let's start out with a distributor. Say you're importing cameras. That's your business. You're going to bring in digital cameras. Well, you need to describe in your production plan where you're getting the cameras and who specifically is the supplier. You know, are you importing them from China, Taiwan, and so is the supplier? How are you going to get them into the country? Are you going to airship them? Are they going to go on a container? Do you have a partner to take care of the distribution or the importing for you and clear customs? And then also going out, when you bring them in, where are they coming to and how are you going to ship them out to your customer? Do you have a public warehousing facility that's going to take care of that, or are you going to bring them into your location and take care of that? That's the sort of stuff that needs to be in the production plan for a importer or even a distributor, even if you're buying the cameras locally, you know, or if it's some other product you're buying locally. You know, the key is, you know, where are you getting those products from? And then if you're doing any additional work to them and where you're going to warehouse them and how are you going to ship them out to the customer? That's your distribution, your importing production plan. If you're a manufacturing company where you're actually making the product yourself, you know, what equipment do you need to do that? What are the key materials? Who are the suppliers of those materials? And again, you still got that warehousing and distribution piece of it. A good example would be, say, you're manufacturing candles. How, you know, what equipment do you need to pour the wax and melt the wax? What suppliers are you going through to get the wax and the wicks and the products that make up the candles? Now, on the other side of things is, what if you're a service business? If you're a service business, you don't necessarily need a operations plan. You've described your service already in the description of venture. But you may have a key process or a key relationship that needs to be included, which is why a service industry might choose to do an operations plan. They may feel that this key process or key relationship really is something that's valuable to explain the plan to the reader and even to the investor. An example would be a car rental business that I did a business plan for. We had a operations plan that we actually called it the fleet plan, because the key to their service to providing rental cars was how they managed the fleet itself. I think I've mentioned this in an earlier episode of the SMB strategy cast, but in that case, we didn't call it an operations plan, we didn't call it a production plan, we just straight out called it the fleet plan and described how we were going to manage the cars, but purchasing the cars, managing the cars, managing the fleet, and then also disposing of the cars at the end, because to a reader, that is very important. Another example would be, say you're doing a software development outsourcing business and you're going to produce software for customers in the US, you're going to produce it in, say, Thailand or India. You know, who is that supplier in Thailand or India? You know, what is that relationship and how are you going to manage the relationship and manage the software production process? Are you going to have people going back and forth to India? Are you going to do everything, you know, digitally, electronically? That's a key process and really needs to be described in the production plan or operations plan, in this case of a service industry. Other issues that could pop up with a service business is maybe also people become key. We do have a organization plan, which is a couple sections down that we'll be talking about. But you may even want to include some key people in here if your service involves some key people, and save how you're going to hire those key people and how many of those key people you probably need. You probably want to save that to the organization plan, but you might want to discuss a little bit about those people in this section. But again, for the most part, if you're starting to try to fight or try to really think about it and try really hard to find something to have this section, it comes to the point where then maybe you really don't need this section. So, you know, that's the thing to think about as a service. Whereas if you're dealing with a product, you know, then you definitely want to have the operations plan. And just to reiterate, you know, maybe if you're a manufacturer, you want to call this the production plan so it really sticks out. And don't be afraid to do a little process picture. Don't be afraid to use graphics in any of the sections of the business plan. But if you're showing you have one product you're making and there's six steps to that product, don't be afraid to do a box diagram to describe it. But just remember that the plan, this section, the operation plan, you really don't want to go too much over 2 pages. You really want to keep it in that 1 to 2 page zone. Well, we're already over 8 minutes into this, so once again, I figured out a way to chew up 10 minutes pretty fast. The next section we're going to talk about is the marketing plan. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, hopefully you're noticing the gradual improvement in sound as I tweak this. At the same time, I want to keep putting them out. I don't want to, you know, stop putting it out while I play with the setup and everything. But hopefully you're noticing the changes I'm making. I think we should end this show the same way we started it, and that's with Jimmy Buffett's Cheeseburger in Paradise. As always, if you have any questions or comments, podcast@bizplanhelp.com is how you can reach me. And of course, subscribe to the XML feed. iTunes looks like it's working again. So if you use iTunes, you can actually go right into the directory and pull out the SMB Strategy Cast and have it set to automatically download. And I'm still building up the bizplanhelp.com website. It still says it's an alpha, but I think if you look at it regularly, we're gradually building up the content there. Thanks for listening to the SMB Strategy Cast. Later.